Browns fans, head to Dog Pound Drive, the free Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before Browns versus the Bucks this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from the Billy Morris Band and DJ Step Floss. We're going to hit up the phone lines right now, 216-578-0850. James in North Carolina, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I was just wanting to, you know, say to all the Hoyer haters out there and all the Manziel wannabes, I mean, do they not remember the last 30 years? And for the younger ones that can't remember that far back, can they not at least remember the last 10? I mean, this is by far the best Brown teams I've witnessed since the 80s. Brian Hoyer's taking care of business. I said, forget all the labels about game manager and average performances. This guy is a game winner.
I agree with you, and I think that, you know, those...
I don't think there's a debate. We talk about a quarterback switch.
You're right. Those labels are given by us as analysts, as people in the news, and if you've heard Brian Hoyer or any of his teammates talk about Brian Hoyer, it's he's a leader. He's a winner. They trust him. He's making better decisions. He gives them the opportunity to be in football games, you know, late. He can make some – he'll miss some throws, but he'll make the throws when it matters. We saw that in the Barnage throw, the Austin throws, converting those third downs. And again, I believe it. And again, that is why I, too, am on this bandwagon. As we said, I think it was after Pittsburgh, or prior even. It's like, are we all in with this team? Yes, I'm all in with this team. And in saying that, you're all in with Brian Hoyer because right now he's winning for this football team.
There's no question about that. And Nathan, you and I talked about this a lot during the summer, because we're asking, and everybody gets tied into, well, what do you think his ceiling is? Well, I don't get caught up in all that. I never have. I don't worry about it. When people have asked me about him, I said, I believe he is a quarterback who can win in the National Football League and take his team to the playoffs. And, stop right there for me, because that's the first step and the most important ingredient where this football organization wants to go. Nothing that I've seen so far has changed my belief in that. I believe he'd be a winning quarterback that could get his football team to the playoffs.
Yeah, no question. And I said it before as well. I think that Brian Hoyer can take this team to the playoffs. He's showing that. A win right here, they're going to be 5-3, which would be a great start in the first 8 games, more wins than they had all of last season. So that certainly would be a good thing to see. It's Brian Hoyer's team. There's nothing in my mind, there's just nothing to even talk about. There's no quarterback debate. There's no quarterback controversy right now. I think that if they did want to implement Johnny Manziel for a play or two to give Cincy something to think about, I get that. I think that makes sense. But otherwise, it's Brian Hoyer's team. It's Brian Hoyer's job. Let's go to Beverly in Cleveland now. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Hi, St. Louis. Hi, Michael. Haven't talked to you in a good while. How are you?
Yeah, glad you're listening to the show, Beverly. What's going on?
A couple of things. Between Peyton and Brady, I will take Brady. Peyton, I think Brady's statistics were better because he had a better defense. But with all things being equal, I would take Peyton.
Okay. Nathan, we threw that out in the first hour of the show about because they're playing again.
Sure, it's a big game.
We threw it. Matt said he'd take Peyton. I would take Brady. So that's what Beverly is chiming in on.
I like that.
But Beverly, though, you know, I agree with you there. Defensively, yes. But offensively, I don't think there's any question that Peyton Manning, with Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison and Marshall Faulk and Edgerrin James, Dallas Clark, that Manning has had the far better cast with him offensively through his career.
The only way I will question you on that is, were they always that good, or did Peyton help to put their names on the map?
I think you probably can. Yeah, sure, that he has had a lot to do with that, but if you want to go by that criterion, then how about the guys that were nowhere near the caliber of those players that Brady put on the map as New England Patriots? I think far more substantial. But, you know, you can't go wrong either way.
Okay, now, the name is two Brown things. What has happened with our special teams returners? I mean, we used to be at the top of the mountain. Now we can't even look at the mountain. And secondly, between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, my only question in giving Brian Hoyer a long-term contract is, as a defensive coordinator, how many players do you put before him before you start planning for him the quarterback? That would be my determination. We'll listen to you. Happy holiday season.
Thank you, Beverly. Appreciate the call very much.
Very knowledgeable football lady. Yeah, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Special teams-wise, I think there are a lot of things to like about what the Browns are doing. I think their coverage teams are as good as any in the league right now. The stats bear that up. They're number one in terms of opponents starting field position off of kickoffs in the NFL. So they're doing that well. The punt return situation has been a little bit of a debacle. Jim Leonard right now, I would agree with Matt, is the safest, most reliable option you have. I still want to see Taylor Gabriel get a chance. But if that doesn't happen, you got to put Leonard out there, and hopefully that'll kind of just alleviate that. At least you'll get the ball, you'll catch it, you'll have possession, as you said there. As far as Brian Hoyer goes, I think there's just a lot of this book is still very much unwritten on where it's going to be, what the contract demands, or what where the contract specs should be for Brian Hoyer. Because, as we said, he hasn't even started a full season's worth of games yet in his career.
No doubt about that. And again, Nathan, as you were shaking your head and saying this isn't even an issue, I feel the same way about his contract. Let's start to when everything settles and the season is over, and let's hope that sometime the great thing would be early February after a Super Bowl, but whenever it ends, regular season or in the playoffs, then you'll have time to put all of that together and come up with what this organization believes is the best way to proceed.
That's right. And I think that the conversations are very premature. And I think that it's actually, I won't say Bush League, but I think it's premature to start those conversations. At the first inkling of success that we have, mm-hmm. you know, the media here in Cleveland immediately goes to a hot button topic or something, you know, that is not of concern right in the moment, but something down the road. So we're deviating our course from being happy that we're winning. We're giving you great stories to write about winning competitive football with guys in the locker room that are fighting finally. And you want to talk about something that you can't, that is not in our control.
That's right.
That is not in Ray Farmer's mind. That does not concern Coach Pettine at this point. That in some cases is not concerning Johnny Manziel or Brian Hoyer at this point, because their play speaks volumes. His play and what he does on Sundays will determine his contract, if there is one here in Cleveland, and also, too, how much that is. So it's irrelevant in my mind that, again, some Bush League conversations or Bush League analysts or media want to ask those questions just to stir a pot when the pot was completely fine.
Got Wilhelm fired up.
He is fired up. I like that.
Absolutely right. Because, and then look, after that started, the brush fire about the contract, then it went to the other extreme, and everybody spent the whole week talking about after he played poorly, oh, it's a good thing that nobody started. What? That was never a part
of the He was never
going to
get paid anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So none of that is going to transpire until this football season is completely written.
And that's what we will certainly look forward to. We got our guy Chevy in New Jersey joining us now on CBD. Chevy, what's going on? We got Chevy? Maybe not.
We don't have
apparently.
Chevy.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got
Hello?
You. What's up, Chevy?
Okay, a quick comment about the post game show. When I saw Ray guy, he was so pumped up after that game. If I was a receiver, which I kind of was, if I was going toward that crew right there, I think I'd go to Cherry side. I don't want any part of Ray guy up in the middle.
You mean after this one? Nathan and I always do it that way.
That's right, man. Bring it.
I think we scared Gerard.
I'll go to his
Gerard wants to hit one of us, I think. We have
right,
fun,
well,
though, man. We have a lot of
comment.
Fun with it.
Here it is. Sunday, given the LeBron James commercial, which I saw after I thought of this, we need to have a standing ovation for Brian Hoyer, players included, coaches, everybody get up there and cheer him on his first snap on Sunday and give him the love he deserves for what he's done for this franchise.
I don't know about that, bro. I think, we just touched upon a topic that we're in the middle of something right now, and the fact that you're going to reward him on a half-season effort thus far. And again, we're still, so you know, even though we have optimism, we're still in last place in our division. So I think right now it's very preemptive to talk about giving Brian Hoyer deserves a standing ovation after he wins a championship, after he wins a division, after he completes one MVP. Season. You know, and again, I'm in Brian's corner because he's winning football games for the Cleveland Browns organization. So I'm not against you. I just think that's so far off base right now.
It's like grandstanding on a level that he doesn't even need. I think he'd probably be uncomfortable.
He'd be
with
like,
it.
"Why
like,
are they
happened?
Cheering for yeah, me? Did, it's about me and my other 10 guys.
Do they think
you know, and this locker room.
Happened in my yeah, life, you know, sure. Right, that I'm overcoming. All right. When we come back, we will play a little fact or fiction. We'd say the standing ovation. I think Brian Hoyer is gonna earn standing ovations with his play on Sunday. That's
he gets
what
a golf.
Like
he's getting
see.
A golf clap from
there
me right now.
There
you
go.
Know?
There you go, Matt. Quiet, please. Quiet. Four on the range. We're back with a little fact or fiction here when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.